So what do our offering envelopes look like today? Are they too full that you couldn't even put an extra penny inside of it? Are they that just brimming over with change? And if it is full of pennies, that's a cruel joke, because the usher is not going to have the strength on the Day of Atonement to carry all that weight. Although it might be worth more than the actual pennies in just copper. I'm asking that question. I'm not really concerned, maybe even asking, if what you brought for the corporation that we're giving money to, nor the offering that you made thinking that, man, I can take this as a great, I give a little bit extra, it's going to be a great tax write-off this year. What offering did you bring that I'm interested in asking, thinking of God and God alone? How much you give in this monetary in pennies means very little if our intentions of why we're giving it are misplaced. God, as we know, through Christ, replicated fish in a very rudimentary basket. And I'm sure he would have no problems replicating money if that's what he really needed. But, it appears that's not the lesson he and his intent that he chose. So what God is interested in is sacrifice as an offering. Sacrifice is integral to God's plan. It's one of the foundational principles of his plan. It's the hinge that holds this door, proverbial door, into place. And if we want that door open to us for salvation, we must hold sacrifice with the importance that it requires. God sacrificed his only beloved son. It's one of the, if you watch sports, it's one of the most quoted, at least in signs. That's a very, very well-known scripture. God sacrificed his only beloved son. That's key to this to our salvation, the fact that Christ was sacrificed. And the entirety of human existence relies on that, revolves around that single sacrifice. We would be null and void. We wouldn't exist had it not been for that sacrifice. So again, I ask, what did you bring today for God? We are no longer an agrarian society for the most part. So the coin of the realm, as we call it, as stated in Deuteronomy 16:16, is still the best method to bring. It's the idea of not appearing before the Lord empty-handed. Money is what we use as a currency instead of cows. Now, I guess you could bring. We have people here that might have brought a goat, but luckily they didn't. And it would be good for dinner. Well, what makes, if we are bringing, not coming before with an empty hand, what makes our hand not empty? Turn with me to Genesis 4. Starting in verse 1. Genesis 4 and verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. And she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. In verse 6, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Based upon that example, is one particular sacrifice better than another? Is the fruit worse than the meat? Was meat at that time, a better sacrifice? If you will, turn with me to 1 Samuel 13. First Samuel 13, and starting in verse 8, to try to answer this. Verse 8, then he waited, speaking of Saul, 7 days, according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, "Bring a burnt offering of peace offerings here to me." And he offered the burnt offering. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might greet him. And Samuel said, "What have you done, Saul?" And Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Mishmash," all reasons in his mind why he should have done what he did. "Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because he has, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.'" You know, meat was offered here, but it was not acceptable to the Lord. It was because that sacrifice was done with wrong intentions. And those wrong intentions are what caused Saul to lose his calling in that kingdom. You know, it's difficult maybe to see why Abel's offering was acceptable when Cain's was not, unless we take this book in its entirety, unless we look into the New Testament. And I'll just refer to a couple of these. In 1 John 3:12, we read, "Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous." And we also see in Hebrews 14:4, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being still dead, speaks." You know, sacrifice and offering mean nothing if the intent behind it is misguided, if the intent behind it is ungodly. Cain was doing things his way, as was Saul. But it doesn't matter what they brought before God. Those were not considered acceptable in God's sight. So, brethren, what we bring today can have far-reaching implications for our spiritual health and even for our lives, for our eternal rewards. The amount that we bring is much less important than the intent that we bring it with. But today is done. It's over. We've decided what we're going to give. Our envelopes might be sealed, checks written. What we can add to today's offering is a commitment to change our heart, our intentions, so they reflect what God's heart, what his intentions are. And we have the holy days coming up during the feast. We have more opportunity to sacrifice, and with it an opportunity to offer up to God something infinitely more important than money. We can offer up ourselves. We can offer up our time, our service, and most importantly, we can have an attitude that we are here to please God, to seek after him, that we are here to fulfill his intentions, not just our own.